Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our series that we've been calling Senior Moments. We looked at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which is really a powerful concluding statement, really to all of chapter 11. So chapter 11 goes through all of those examples of faith, all of the people in the Old Testament who by faith accomplished what they accomplished. They finished the race of faith, if I can say it that way, by faith. And then Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says this, therefore, right, kind of keeping in view all of chapter 11, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. I love the way that NIV says, just this section here where it says, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. So what the author is saying there is, the NIV says, let's throw off every weight that hinders us, every sin that clings so closely and slows us down in this race. The author is saying, look, those are things that hinder us from running our race well. If we're going to run the race of faith, if we're going to pursue God our whole life long in the most effective manner possible, it says we have to lay aside. First, we got to look to Jesus, right? We have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, fixed on him, knowing that he is the author and perfecter of our faith. He's the one who began this. He will finish it. He will finish what he started in us. It is not our effort that will sustain us. It is by faith. That's why we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. They're not witnessing to our goodness or how great we're doing. They are witnesses. They testify to how good Jesus is, how faithful Jesus is. And they are saying to us, look, by faith, we finished the race. So can you. So can you. But one of the things that is our responsibility as we look to Jesus, as we trust him, one of the things that we are called to do is lay aside the weight and the sin which clings closely to us. And I think the idea is it hinders us from running well. And those two things are not the same thing. When it says sin, right, there is sin. Obviously, sin, it says, clings so closely. Some translations say, right, besets us. There are besetting. Sin is besetting in such a way that we kind of cling to it, and it clings to us, and it hinders us in our pursuit of Christ. And so we have a responsibility to repent of those things, to look at our lives and say, Lord, you know, in these areas where I'm worshiping this rather than worshiping you, I'm spending more time, more energy, more of myself, more of my love toward this person, towards this thing, rather than toward you, that's called idolatry. And we need to repent of it. There are other things where it's, you know, envy, right? I'm on social media and all that it accomplishes is that I sit there and I scroll through other people's sort of, you know, fake perfect lives. And I get envious about their life over mine. Instead of being content in my life, I find myself envying other people's lives, saying, I wish I were more like that person. I wish I had what they had. I wish I had, you know, their job, their family, their body, whatever it may be. That's envy. Those are things we need to repent of and say, Lord, and part of repenting of that means you're not only saying, Lord, forgive me, but you're also taking steps to lay it aside, to throw it off and to say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to be on social media in that particular case, right? Maybe that's something it's just not helping me. All it's doing is it's encouraging me really to envy, leading me to envy. So part of my repentance here is not only confessing that envy to God, but also removing one of the triggers. Maybe you just get off social media. That's just an example. But it also says this category about lay aside every weight. And what I talked about on Sunday is that there is a category of things in our lives that they're not necessarily sinful. They're just not helpful. They're just not useful. It's things that maybe we do that when we look at it, if we're really getting serious about trying to pursue Christ and run the race of faith well, we look at those things and say, you know, it's not that they're necessarily wrong, but they're just not helpful or useful in me running my race well. In fact, they might be hindrances to me running the race well. I just give an example in my own life. I have an app, the news app, right, on my phone. And I like hopping on that and reading some of what's going on and global events. And I have a particular interest in the environment. I like reading about what's going on just across the world as far as like National Geographic, right? That's one that I really enjoy. But here's the thing. I can very quickly find myself. It's a good thing sometimes to be aware of what's going on around the world. But it can quickly devolve into an hour of wasted time, right? That I'm sitting there on my phone and I've spent an hour goes by and, you know, maybe the first 10 minutes was helpful, but for the next 50 minutes, it's, if I were really to look at that and say, hey, is this helping me pursue Christ? Is this helping me honor him more? Is this the best use of my time right now? The answer is no. And so I think when the author says, right, let's throw off every weight, right? Every weight. It's those categories of things in our lives that if we were just to be honest, we'd look at them and say, you know, maybe I need to discard that. I need to let go of that habit and start a new habit. Maybe that 50 minutes could be used for spending more time with my family, loving them well as Christ commands me to, or getting into the Word of God, spending time in prayer, praying over my family, over our church, praying for my own personal life and walk with the Lord. As I was studying this week, reading a pastor who was encouraging his congregation with just a very practical application of this, and I loved it. And I'm gonna do this myself, and I'm gonna commend it to you as well. He said, "Take a day or a half day." And just get away from technology, get away from the hustle and the bustle, get alone with God and take inventory of your life. Take inventory of all the things in your life, those weights, the things that are hindering you from pursuing Christ well, the sins that are clinging closely to you, repent of those things, confess those things to God. Ask yourself, Lord, what do I need prayer for? What do I need to ask the people around me to pray for? What are the old habits that need to go and what are the new habits that need to start? Get serious about pursuing Christ and running your race well and take time to plan that, right? Have a strategy for how you're going to run this fall or this winter, right? How you're going to pursue Christ better. And I want to commend that to you. I'm going to do that myself. And at the same time, I want to finish with this. It is, I think, tempting in this passage to say, okay, it's up to me. Right, it's up to me to pursue Christ well. And I would say there are things that fall within our responsibility, right, to pursue Christ well. But I want to make sure we remember we will not cross the finish line of faith. We will not finish this race well by our own effort, but it is by faith. It's by looking to Jesus. Ultimately, it is by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of God. It is by trusting our lives entirely, placing our faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we'll finish this race well. So I hope you'll do the things. I hope you'll take that day and get away and take inventory of your life. But don't forget, I finished this way on Sunday. I'll finish this way this morning. Don't forget to look up and fix your eyes on Christ. Let me pray for you and then take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, forgive us for God, the sin that clings so closely and for holding on to some dead weight in our lives, things that they're just not good uses of our time or our energy or our creativity. God, help us to look at our lives, take inventory of our lives and seek the best ways to use the precious time that you've given us here on this earth. Lord, help us to run with endurance the race that you set before us and help us to look to Jesus. Keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus, and may we love you with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And as you commanded us, Father, then to love our neighbors as ourselves. We love you. We pray this and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment and pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.